Welcome, community group leaders, to the Deeper Podcast, where we partner with you as you lead your groups to grow closer with your relationship with God, His Word, and people. I'm your host, Cody Lekan, and I'm joined here by the one and only Joe Hishma.
Yes. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
It's good to be back. Yes. I'm glad Jeremy was able to fill in last week, but it's good to be back.
That's right.
We'll start out with a correction. My last email, I put that the Deeper Experience was February 6th.
Oh.
I believe that's the worship night.
But that's right. That's
the Deeper Experience is coming, and it's going to be February 10th.
That's right, a Thursday night.
It's a Thursday night. Joe, last week kind of ran out of time. Weren't able to dive into what we've all got going for that. So can you paint a picture of what that's going to look like and what we can expect?
Great. As you may know, Deeper Experiences are opportunities to get around the Word of God for an extended period of time. Instead of coming to six sessions, we've put everything into one big session, and you can connect to it and connect with other people, and it usually finishes with communion, so we can celebrate the person and the work of Jesus through all of our studying in that. But this year, as we launch on February 10th, we're going to be doing a Deeper Experience through the entire Old Testament. And Brian Trias is going to lead this one.
That's a lot of passages.
It is. It's 39 books, as you may know.
Yep.
39 books, but you're going to get a bird's eye view of the whole thing, the whole story of God in the Old Testament. You're going to see and be able to, when you open up the Bible and you begin to read anywhere, you'll have it in its context, in the picture of God's story through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Israel. The whole picture of that, the captivity, you'll be able to have a grid for most of the content in your Bible. And that's what we wanted to do, an extended period of time where people could do that.
Awesome. That's going to be so helpful. I know there's a lot in there.
Yes.
Who's going to be teaching that?
Brian is. Brian Trias. He'll be leading that up. And Brian's a wonderful teacher. He's also, I wanted him to have this challenge. As we're continuing to develop leaders here, I don't want to be the only voice that our church listens to. So it's important that we have multiple voices speaking into, not in the picture of just having favorites as much as it's the voices of God through voices of man through the scriptures that we can call everybody into that.
That's awesome. So. Thanks. That'll be a new change of pace. So I will put a link to the description. Registration is open for that. We look forward to seeing you there.
And you register by going to the events page?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll have a direct link. You can click right there and grab it.
All right.
So awesome. All right. So this week, we're going to be looking at Moses. And for those who are following along in the Devo, Wednesday's reading with the death of Joseph kind of was that catalyst event that caused the preceding kings of Egypt to no longer have a connection to the Israelites. And this ended up with a result of, without that personal connection to the kings or the pharaohs of Egypt, the foreign people, the Israelites, they started to have this, they started to be looked down upon, right?
That's
by the
right.
Egyptians. And so they started to have this chaos among them, and it was just, it wasn't going well. Mm-hmm. So then in Exodus chapter 2, we start with the birth of Moses, who from the beginning just starts out with this unbelievable story from after he was born to him leaving Egypt again and then coming back. So Joe, you're kicking off a new sub-series or series mm-hmm. in this daily devotional that we're going through this year, The God Before and Behind. So why are you starting with Moses, and why before and behind?
Okay, so I'm starting with Moses because it's Exodus, and it begins the, you know, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Those are the books of Moses. And so I wanted to give background to his life so that as you read at any time in your life the five books of Moses, you'd have a picture of who God used in this mix. And again, I mean, what a powerful story. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen actually preaches the story of Moses to the Jewish leaders before he is stoned. And he summarizes all of it. And I think it's good for the New Testament believer, just like Stephen thought it was good, to have the life of Moses understood. So that's why Moses, he wrote the material. Secondly, why behind and before? So Moses comes to God in what we see here. He comes to this burning bush experience when he's roughly 80 years old. Okay. And his life is divided into three segments, each lasting 40 years. He was 40 years in Egypt before he killed that man, the Egyptian, and had to flee into Midian. He was 40 years in Midian, and he was then 40 years leading the people out of Egypt into the promised land or into the wilderness. And every commentator, every scholar that I've read on this said when he was in Egypt, he was trying to be something. When he was in Midian, he was trying to be nothing. And when he was in Egypt again, the last 40 years of his life, from 80 years to 120 years old.
That's so
old. I mean,
old.
That's when he was trying to make God everything.
Yeah.
And so he has this background of God before him. A God behind him, who he had experiences and mostly failures or nothingness or serving or shepherding in the middle of nowhere, to now a God before him who is going to lead him. So you have that in the life of Moses. But then you have it in the life of the Israelites. Remember how God was behind them. He redeemed them out of Egypt, and he was before them. He was leading them into the promised land.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that picture, our past history, God's present calling on a future that's beyond anything we could imagine. And that's why the behind and before.
I like it. Okay. I'm really excited for this series, and I think it's going to be a good one. So what does this week's passage, I know there's a lot of verses and chapters in this week's reading. So what does this week's theme of Moses teach us about God?
Okay. I'm going to start out my message, and by the time you get this or listen to this, the message may already have been preached and you heard it, but
yeah.
I'm going to start out my message basically thinking about the story behind all of us. The story behind all of us, usually mixed with failure or frustration or not where we wanted it to be, or trying to hide a secret in the past or an embarrassment of the past. And so as we start out with that, I want everyone just to think through, what is the story behind you? And how does the story behind you, mostly the story that you didn't really plan for, and the circumstances or moments that you may experience shame or guilt for, what does that play? Why does that play such a strong thing in what God has before you today? And I want people to think through that and process it through the life of Moses. Because when God calls Moses, Moses just gives him pushback on all of those areas of the life behind him. And he didn't think that he had the ability, didn't think he had anything that to offer God in that. And God is going to teach us, look, I'm the God behind you. I'm the God before you. I'm going to do this in you. You just happen to be along for the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. The next question is kind of my personal favorite. I always love the extra nuggets that you have that didn't quite make it into the sermon, the extra little background knowledge. So what do you have for us today that you weren't able to put into your message, but that during your time of study, you're like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah. So I didn't have time to unpack the 40 years in Midian, because the 40 years in Midian was a change of family for him. He got into Jethro's family.
Yep.
It was a change of life. I mean, he got married to Zipporah during that time. And it was even a change of employment. He went from royalty to in the middle of nowhere shepherding a flock. Yep. And God works through those times. We kind of go, we don't think of those times. But it's really important that if you're going to be used of God, you have that time of character development in the middle of nowhere where no one sees you. And no one, gives you the award or the certificate, but it's just the hard work of off the limelight, and it's in the character development and the formation into the relationship with God that God would use then, as He would shepherd the flock of God by leading them out of Egypt.
Awesome.
Didn't get to share that, but by listening to this podcast, you can.
Yeah.
That might be a question you might want to ask is, I know Joe didn't talk about this in his message, but think about a time where you really couldn't put it together. It's the middle 40 years experience. It may most likely doesn't last 40 years, but it may last 4 years of an education or 4 years of off the job circuit, off the career and jumping to that next level where you kind of think, I'm trying to prepare for this, but ultimately what it comes down to is the formation of character in you that's so valuable for you to be used of something greater of God later.
Yeah, I think that question is going to be super helpful to help guide discussion for groups, because there's a lot of passages, and so reaping can be a little bit difficult because some people are going to talk for a long time on a couple bits, and some are going to be really short because it's like, well, we've got four more chapters to read.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that.
Thanks.
In your message, you look at five questions, or the five areas of Moses' life where he's living, we're moving from deficit to surplus. You start with identity, and then you look at the authority, respect, ability, and then you're ending with responsibility.
Yeah.
So what area in your life are you living in a deficit or surplus that you kind of resonated with Moses' story?
Okay, I'll play ball. I need you to play ball too.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the first one. I think it comes down to respect. When you lead and you have a divided group of people that you lead, or there's so many things out in the world dividing you, Moses is pushed back to God and said, but they won't listen to what I speak to them or what I say to them. I think that is one I have struggled with. And when I struggle with it, it's usually in my capacity to convince or persuade someone to take the hand of God and believe in him, or take the hand of God and follow him. And what God is saying is, no, I change those hearts. I change those hearts. I'm the one working in them through the Holy Spirit. Just preach the word. Preach the word. Let me do the heavy lifting. And it's not up to me to change hearts. And every time I preach, I really try. I don't do it all the time, but I try to have a simple prayer. God, my words, your words. Your will, my way. Okay. And it's just a simple prayer. And I usually pray it while someone's praying for me or praying for our church before I come up to speak. Simple prayer, but it ultimately, again, steadies me and anchors me that the work of God in me and through me, this persuading of hearts and the changing of hearts, is his work. It's not mine. What about you?
So I think the thing that holds me back is looking at the authority, like feeling like I'm not enough, like I am not old enough, I'm not wise enough, I'm not smart enough, like just getting in way of myself and thinking like, wow, I just can't do it. And so when I look at the story of Moses and I see, well, he murdered somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he went away and then God still used him. Well, he had a speech impediment. Well, now he's the voice of Israel.
Yeah.
And so being able to see that God can use somebody for his will, no matter what is going on. And so when I look at myself, I'm like, well, God can use me. He's going to use me. And by me not trusting that and trying to do it my own way, I just don't trust the authority and the power of God. And that's where I've been like really challenged this week of looking at like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like God can use anyone for his will.
Yeah. So that's right. That's right. It's really good.
Awesome. Last question for today. How do I respond after reading about Moses, or how do I live differently because of what I just read?
Okay. Well, one of the phrases I say in that is, God never wastes the story behind you. Never. And I can look at failures of my past that have become areas of trust and faith in the present, and have grown me to be formed and used of God because of them. And I can look at areas of struggle in the past, struggle with God and struggle with others, that God has built in me a greater maturity so that when he puts areas of conflict, I've at least have reps or, you know, times where I've trusted in him in the past that serve as an impetus in me to have faith in him in the present and in the future. I think the other thing that I have to realize is, you know, if I were to say I'm gonna fly today from Kansas City to Orlando, Florida, and I'm flying, okay? It's so easy for me to think those are statements and words that it's I'm literally going to fly. But what really happens there is I hopped onto a plane that has these powerful jet engines that brought me up into the skies. And in just a matter of a few hours, I'm in Orlando when it could have – in walking, it would take months. And driving, it would take days. Yeah. And so the important thing about this is know who upholds you, know who's behind you and before you, know who's doing this work. And so that if that's the case, if it's God doing the work through me, then my posture has to be availability. I have to be available to allow God to use me. And I can't use my past as an excuse. I can't use my present as an excuse. And I can't even use the limitation of my view of the future as an excuse. because he is the God who is, right? He said, I am who I am. Tell him the I am sent you. There's never been a time where he wasn't. And there's never a place where he isn't. And so if it's that, if he is the eternal I am, then he's everywhere all the time. And he's not limited in space and not limited in time. And he is a God that all I have to do is be available to, and he moves me where he wants me to go.
Yeah. The phrase you started with, God never wastes the story behind you, I think really resonated with me. And then, so in full disclosure, I've been reading ahead so that I can be prepared for this podcast. So if you're not there yet, if you're watching this before Sunday, so Sunday's reading has a quote, and it's basically addressing, well, how long? And it Max writes, usually a little longer than when we thought we could tolerate. And so when I'm thinking about the times of trial in my life or what is going on, like, think about Moses' story being in 40-year increments. Like, yes. I haven't even lived to 40 years yet. And so I'm like, holy cow. Like, he was in, like, traveling in the wilderness for 40 years. He was in Midian for 40 years. Like, that's a long time.
Sure.
And so thinking about how much he was able to tolerate in that. And so after reading Moses' story, God never wastes the story behind you or where we're at. And so thinking about trials and tribulations that I've been through, and like, God's going to use that.
That's right.
That's going to be something that I have to be able to relate with somebody or share the gospel with them. And like, this is the moment. Like, we're here to share God's word. And so not getting caught up in the, well, in the future, I'll be more well-read.
That's right.
Like, next year, I would have read the Bible another time. So like, I'll have a better rep then and do it then. Yeah. And so.
Or if only I had more education.
Right.
Or if only I had more experience. Or if only.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what my takeaway for Moses is this week.
That's really good.
Awesome. Joe, can you pray for this weekend? And
hey, thanks
for everyone
connecting to this podcast, whether you're watching it or listening to it. I really think this will help you as we process our lives and model what we'd hope you'll do in your small group so that you can grow deeper. By the way, I will say something before I pray. Last week, Jeremy shared about a deficit. Remember when he shared about his car?
Yeah, with the engine and everything.
Engine.
Yeah.
Okay. He told me that his mortgage company had sent him a letter on Monday, and it said that they had been overcharging him for the taxes on his house, and the amount covers more than half of how much his engine repair costs.
God is so good. That is ridiculous.
So, I mean, that was something he and I were just celebrating on Monday when he showed me that. Look at this thing I got. We talked about it on. So, folks, God really does work. He works in this processing. So have those conversations with your small group. Just don't try to get through content. Go through how people are really connecting to this.
Okay. Life.
Yeah.
Doing life together.
Doing life together.
Yeah.
All right. Let me pray. Father, thanks for this time. Thank you for showing us in the life of Moses that all you really ask us to be is available. You don't ask us to have a different identity. We don't ask us to have a different authority or to get authority or respect or better abilities. But Lord, help us to remember that you're going to do something great in our generation. You're bringing about the salvation of people from death to life, from strangers to family. And you've invited us into that. And so I pray that you'd work in each of us to see who you are, the God behind us, and the God before us who is leading us and directing us. And may we be available to you. From our lives to our church to everyone in our city and in our world who calls on the name of Jesus. We trust it with you. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. So we've got two announcements. The first one is just for the ladies, and we have an incredible opportunity. So any ladies who are looking to unify and connect with other women across all stages in life, this March, where Women's Ministry is having their annual spring retreat. It's going to be awesome. They've just officially locked in their keynote speaker, so you can go online. I'll put a link in the in the email for you, so you can get registered for that. Something you should know, early bird registration prices end on the 31st of January.
That's Monday. Okay.
So you're going to want to get action on that fast to lock in the lowest price possible, but I've been talking with Shelley, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty awesome thing, and so ladies, be sure you get registered for that. And then, again, we have the deeper experience. Mark your calendars, February 10th. I'll put a link for the registration in that. You're not going to want to miss it. I know I love when Brian teaches. Yep. There's just something calming about how he speaks. Not that you're not calming, but
that's okay.
There's just something about Brian's voice, and I'm really looking forward to him going through all of this content. So
good. Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, groups. We look forward to next week. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Deeper Podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bye-bye.